One summer project that you might like to take on is to build a chook house. Maria Chavalera is with us. She's from the Melbourne Nursery Bullying Art and Garden. She runs a course on keeping backyard hens. Welcome to the program, Maria.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice to have you here. And also with us is a chook owner for 4 years. It's our mystery guest. See if you can recognise this voice. Obviously an idiot.
So they know who it is.
Oh, there we go. It's Michael McKenzie back on Bush Telly after a whole year away. Welcome back, Mike.
A whole year?
Isn't that right?
Oh, it might have felt like a year to you. It was only 6 months
six
to me.
6 months, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, 6 months.
But thanks. Oh, good.
Oh, I thought I'd been running the ship for a year.
I know. I can tell that.
Yeah. I feel like I've been here for a year. I'm exhausted. Come back, Michael.
Okay, well, I will then.
So you and I are going to share it next year.
Yes. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I thought you had goats.
Yeah, but I went to the doctor and no, I did. I had goats, but I sold them.
Oh.
Yeah, because they got too big for my girls, who I bought them for initially, and they became sort of these strapping adolescents who had hormones and issues. So I sold them.
The girls?
Yes, the girls, and I've kept the goats. They're fabulous. We have curry every night.
That's lovely. So chooks. You've got some chooks.
Yeah, the chooks have lasted longer than the goats. I bought them early, and they didn't turn into strapping adolescents.
Right.
They kept the same height and size.
They're good like bad chooks. Yeah.
They're great. They're so consistent. They just got more plumage. And the eggs, extraordinary eggs. They push them out.
Do they?
Mm.
How many eggs do you get from a chook?
Well, one a day. I mean, I'm not asking for more than one a day, but when they give big, my chooks. Maria.
They do, particularly at springtime when they've had their winter bit of a break. There's so many eggs in springtime, you just don't know what to do with them all.
Is that right?
Mm. Yes.
Well, that could become a drawback.
Well, no, there's always people happy to take them from you. Always.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some kind of physical process where the chook sucks it
the
back
drawback.
In.
No,
no.
No, I'm
weren't.
Not advocating
no,
that.
But I'm
don't,
so glad.
Don't try the drawback. It can be dangerous. I think it's been outlawed, actually.
Has it? Yeah.
So, Maria, you've been keeping chooks for 11 years.
I have, and before that, I grew up with chooks.
Oh.
People had chooks all the time. It's certainly not a new phenomenon. It's just that suburban backyards are getting smaller, and so people don't really think of doing that. But now with the push towards growing your own, chooks are just a natural part
of it. When I was a little kid, there seemed to be chooks everywhere.
And there were.
But there aren't any many chooks around now. Is it making a comeback?
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah, it's a huge comeback. We run lots of classes at Bullying Art and Garden on sustainable living and gardening. And the Backyard Chooks for Beginners course is by far the most popular. Gets booked out every time.
How did people look after their chooks in the olden days? I mean, there weren't courses in the olden days.
No,
they just put up some chicken wire and let
chooks. You just learnt. You just learnt because that was the way you were brought up. And so I think we've become distanced from that, you know, our roots in that respect. It's probably now not our parents' generation, but the generation before would have done that. So, you know, you might have grown up seeing your grandparents with them, but you didn't grow up actually having them. So you're not too sure. And so people just want to know how to look after them properly.
I had no guidance. I had absolutely no guidance whatsoever.
You're an ignorant chook man.
I bought three and we lost two. Two foxes.
Yes, and they're a huge problem in Melbourne.
Mm. Oh, well, you'd have lots of foxes out where you live.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Near the New South Wales border out there.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But
somewhere in Australia.
I was an idiot. I mean, the yard that was already provided with the house when I bought it was kind of fox-proof. It had concrete foundations, which was fantastic. I just left the gate open like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah. So the foxes walked in. You know.
Yeah. Mm. And foxes around everywhere. If you're talking about country areas, there's actually a greater density of foxes in Melbourne metropolitan areas than there are out in the country.
Also with us, Margot Foster, who's the executive producer of Bush Telly. Have you ever kept chooks?
Well, I have, Michael. Mixed results. I had about four, and I ended up with two, and they were quite good. I liked them. But the thing that shocked me, one got egg-bound, and I didn't know what to do.
What does that mean?
Well, it means the egg stuck.
Oh, no.
And I was a little bit traumatised. I ran down to the pastor's house down the road. The Reverend Gordon and I
seeking divine intervention.
Yeah. And that by the time we got back to assist, it was too late, she'd gone. So Minnie was buried in the back garden. And the other chooks, I took them down to the kindergarten. I gifted them.
After that incident, it broke your heart, did it?
Well, I thought it wasn't right not to be able to deal with it. But I think, Maria, that's something that's a common thing, isn't it?
Having egg-bound chooks, it happens a lot in springtime when they've had that winter break and then suddenly everything's in overdrive and so sometimes they can't get them out quick enough. Yeah, I've never had it happen to me, though, so it's not necessarily a common thing. But
so it's simply seasonal. It's nothing to do with feed or constipation or anything like that.
Certainly not constipation.
Good.
Not feed either. I think sometimes some breeds might be more prone to it than others. The ones that are prolific bearers, and sometimes they're trying to pass too big an egg. And just
it seems
stuck,
extraordinary that a chook would muck that up, because what are chooks for? I mean, they're there for eating and for laying
except
eggs.
That they've
Is
been...
Is that bad to say that?
I'm glad you
I
said
think
it.
There'll be letters.
Not me.
I think there'll be letters.
Oh,
now.
No.
There'll be letters.
They're gorgeous. They're just a lovely part of your garden too. Mm. They really
do people,
are.
Well, let me ask the question. Do people eat the chooks they keep in their back garden, or do they form too much of an attachment?
Look, that's another part of our lifestyle that we've become divorced from too. You know, we're about two or three steps away from where food's produced usually, and so your meat comes in a tray in the supermarket. You don't see where it comes from originally. So not a lot of people will do that, no.
But when you were a girl, I mean, you grew up in an Italian family, but Italians are fairly robust about the fact that animals have to be killed in order to be
eaten.
That's
right. It's just part of life. But let me try and think. I probably never made Sunday roast because they'd be tough and scrawny by then, but certainly a soup, yeah, a lovely chicken stock.
I remember my mother plucking chooks in the laundry.
Right.
Only once did she ever do it. Then we all went into counselling because it was horrendous.
Smell's not nice. No.
The smell.
All right.
And then she tried to serve what had been a pet. And, I couldn't do it now.
You had pet stir fry or roast pet.
I think it was turned into a stock and lovingly blended with chocos. You know, that's how my mother operated. She was a sadist. Chocos.
The therapy really hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't. I'm still working through that.
Yeah.
All right, breeds. Let's suppose I'm not going to do this, but suppose I were going to do this, turn the back garden into chook heaven.
Sure.
I've got to get some chooks. What do I get?
Well, first of all, how precious is your backyard?
Well, I love my backyard, and I'm worried about them eating all the flowers.
It's more a case of them scratching up all the mulch.
Mm, right.
Okay? Not necessarily the flowers. They might peck at, some leaves or something, but it's the mulch that they absolutely love, because underneath you have a scraper-side mulch, lots of little tiny critters and, you know, creepies.
Slaters.
They just love them.
They do.
That's all right.
Except that if you're precious about your mulch and your lovely garden beds, then they might make a mess of those.
How much space do you need?
Well, look, to keep them humanely, there is a sort of minimum size that you're looking at, and it's 1 square metre per large hen. Now, if we're talking bantam chooks, even smaller. And bantam just refers to the size, really. You don't need that much space to keep them humanely.
But you couldn't keep them in, say, I'm thinking of my own compost heap. That would be just a bit mean.
How big's your compost heap?
Well, it's about a square metre. And then there'd be the gateway, so there'd be 2 metres.
They would love your compost heap. They would absolutely love it. But no, that wouldn't.
Finding eggs would be quite disgusting.
It would be hard. So you build a chook house, I guess.
Yeah, you can either build a chook house or you can buy a, you know, prefab type thing and put it together yourself. And that becomes the secure coop. And that's where they need to be locked up at night time. They need to be fox proof.
Right.
Make sure it's vermin proof so rats and mice don't get in.
We have a lot of possums at our house.
Possums don't bother chooks. No, not at all.
You built a chook house, Michael.
I did.
How did that go?
Well, strangely well, because I'm terrible.
Right.
With handyman stuff, you know. I'm an indoors kind of guy. Mm. But it went all right. And I actually made a roof out of corrugated iron with hinges so that I can now lift up the roof and just delve in for the eggs and then put the roof back down. And it's
and you
ready
feel
to
pleased
run.
With yourself every time you open it up.
I try and
you?
Talk about this as much as I can at dinner parties because I
feel
it's the only thing I've ever done.
Right. I still get excited collecting eggs.
I've had
them for 11 years. I still get excited collecting eggs.
It's like Christmas every day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do your chooks lay big ones? Because mine, I can't fit them into cartons. They're so huge. No, seriously.
Occasionally they do, yeah. Not the particular breeds I've got at the moment, but yeah.
Mm.
I have had some big ones, yeah.
And you can get a little chook house on wheels.
Yes, they're normally called chook tractors. So you can move them around your garden so that the chooks don't ravage a particular spot, because if you leave chooks in a spot, they'll completely de-weed it, de-seed it, de-grass it, de-insect it completely, and you'll be left with bare dirt. So to stop that happening to your garden, you can move them around a little bit there too. So they're known as chook tractors, but you still do need to fox-proof those too.
Yeah. The foxes just keep coming back, don't they?
Yes.
And they don't care. I mean, they're not even actually, it's for sport. They're not actually eating the chooks. The ones that I lost, the two I lost, were just headless corpses.
Yes, they do tend to take, I think they love, this is really gory, but they love to drink the blood from them.
Oh, really?
And they'll kill as many as they can. to come back later on and collect the rest.
Oh, is that how they do it?
Yes, okay. But, you know, we've seen them meantime and we'll clean up after them, but it is heartbreaking
oh,
when that
Lord.
Happens.
There are children
it's
listening.
Awful.
We don't want to go down. So what do I feed them?
Okay, well, it depends if you want eggs from them, and most people do. So you need a diet that's high in protein, and, of course, you can buy pellets for them, and that'll have the required protein content for them. You can also feed them, this is what I love chooks too, all those leftover scraps from the table. The stuff you can't put in your compost bin or you can't put in your worm farm, chooks will just love it.
They go mental. I can remember doing this as a kid, going out with a bucket and just chucking it into the chook house.
Absolutely love it.
It was a mayhem.
And what about the vermin?
Okay, the way I get over that, first of all, I won't feed them anything that I don't know they won't eat. But then if I'm not sure, what I do is I keep it in an ice cream container outside, and what's not gone by the end of the day, I'll take it away.
That bit.
So there's a smorgasbord and then you take it back.
If they don't like
right,
it, yeah.
So
people say they attract rats and mice and all of that.
Look, it's the feed, not so much the chooks themselves, but feed that's spilt. So you need to have some sort of container to keep the feed in that the chooks aren't going to, because when they eat, they tend to scratch. And so you don't want them scratching all the feed and overflowing onto the ground, because that's when rats and mice will come in. But you just really do need to try and keep it vermin-proof. Ensure that there's no gaps that rats and mice can get into.
It's no big deal, because in the end you're trying to stop the chooks getting out anyway. So in so doing, with chicken wire that you bury into the ground so that things can't get underneath, you get a vermin-proof anyway. Yep. And then when it comes to the feed, I bought, I'm not sure what you've done, but I have these sort of plastic silo bins that used to store grapes that have been sort of transported around the country. We've got this lovely old smell of grapes in them, and you just put, I've got this organic sort of free-range food and I throw compost in every day. So,
yeah.
And what about diseases? Are there things to look out for?
Look, there are particular things at certain times of the year. This time of the year, actually, when the weather starts warming up, mites and lice, get that right. That happens.
Say it again.
Don't make me say it again. Lice and mites. And this is where chooks can keep that under control themselves, but you might have to help them now and again. They take a bath in dust. They'll find a bare patch of dirt somewhere, or they'll make it eventually, and sit there and scrape up all the dirt under their wings and fluff it about, and that keeps those insects under control. But they're the main sorts of things. Other things, if you get your chooks from reputable breeders, they'll have already vaccinated against. So, you know,
so they should be healthy.
Should be, yes.
Now let's talk about eggs.
Can I just say, on mites and lice, a friend of mine actually suggested putting a clove of garlic in the nesting box.
That will be... garlic in the nesting box is not a bad idea, but I tend to put garlic in their water to help prevent intestinal worms.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Yeah. A clove of garlic per chook, per lunar month. Don't laugh at me, all right? But people say intestinal worms are more active on the full moon, so around about now. So now's the time to dose them up with a bit of garlic, and helps to keep those worms under
control. And if you can come at the idea of self-butchering, then you've got that marinade happening inside.
This is Bush Telegraph.
Not too much garlic.
On ABC Radio National, it's 11 to 12, and we're talking about chooks. All right, eggs. Now, we've got to cook some eggs. Margot Foster, you reckon you know how to make the perfect poached egg.
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. And I learnt late in life, so I've squandered many years doing it badly.
Ruining eggs. A lifetime of ruined eggs.
But the secret is a saucepan of rolling, bring the water nice and hot to a boil, and then take it down to a simmer, and then you swoosh it round in a big circle, drop your eggs in, and that motion will keep them nice and compact.
But it would break them up, surely?
No, because you've added, and I meant to say this, crucial, you've got to add vinegar, although my sister says salt will do just the same.
You boil the water.
Boil the salty / vinegary water.
Yeah. Do you keep it?
Mix it round. We'll take it down to a simmer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you turn it round, and while the water's spinning around, you drop your egg in, and it'll just keep its nice round shape. And then when it's up to the top, it's done. You take it out with the slotted spoon. This is the other thing. This is the other crucial bit. You dry it on a tea towel so that you don't have that wet toast. That's often the downside of a poached egg, you know, that wet toast.
But doesn't it have a vinegary taste?
Well, some like that, but no, it doesn't especially. And you don't notice it. It's like pasta,
you don't need
Michael.
You don't need a lot.
You cook your pasta in salty water. You don't go on about the salty pasta, do you?
No, but I'm talking about the vinegar. I'm talking about the vinegar, Margot.
It's a hint.
Yeah, all right.
Merely a pinch.
And it's better than cooking it in the little ring that I use. You know, the poaching ring.
Well, I haven't tried that one.
If you want to go all newfangled on us, Michael, you know, knock yourself out. But we prefer the natural water method of twirling.
And you Maria will know, yeah. With her Italian heritage, you'd know about poaching eggs, wouldn't you?
Absolutely not. We fry them in lots of olive oil.
There you go.
That's why I'm curious. I've seen them done, but I've never actually done it. Do you have to keep swirling the water once the egg's in?
Well, it depends how many eggs you're going to put in, but you want to keep it moving.
Oh, you can do more than one in a pot.
Oh, yes, I've had two in.
Wow, thrill seeker. All right, what about omelettes? So you good at omelettes?
A beautiful frittata.
I can't pretend to be good at omelettes, but frittata's
like the open sort of omelette.
Yeah. Mm.
And so springtime when you've got so many eggs and loveliest fresh asparagus out of the garden. Oh, it's like heaven on a plate. It's just beautiful.
I got taught to make an omelette when I was 18 by a French woman, and it's about the only thing I can cook. Flathead tails and omelettes. I do a fantastic omelette. And the trick with an omelette is to keep the pan very hot, heat the pan, and add the oil, and if you use butter at the last moment, because people burn the oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you put the you mix an egg with half a shell full of water. So half a shell of water for every egg. Right. Mix it up very fast. Put the mixture into this very hot pan and just do it as quick as you can.
When it comes to eggs too, obviously the quality of the egg is completely incumbent upon the diet of the chook. And I've used shell grit. Do you use shell grit?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, to help that calcium intake of the chook.
Yep.
And some people say never put chook eggs, the shell, back into the compost and into the yard. I find, though, if you squash the eggshell...
Oh, why do people say that? That's beautiful stuff.
I know.
But you do need...
The chooks think that then it's open slather on their own eggs.
Oh, okay, yes.
So you just got to squash the shell. Yeah,
do crush them. But certainly put eggshells in your compost if you're composting. Yeah.
Golly,
no problems there.
And you'll notice a difference, Michael, if you can come at the idea of having a yard full of chooks, at least some chooks in the yard, where they just scratch up the compost and not the beautiful flowers, that you'll get beautiful cakes and biscuits that you'll be making for all of us next year.
Is that right?
Mm.
You think I'll be doing that?
Absolutely.
I might make you an omelette.
Okay. When you go to the supermarket and you see all those eggs and fresh, organic, all the rest of it, how can they be fresh?
They're not fresh.
You look at the use-by date. They give you a use-by date 6 weeks beyond after they've been laid. That's not a fresh egg.
I know. We've scrutinised the word fresh here in Bush Telegraph.
Yeah. No.
A fresh egg's still warm.
Oh, yes. Straight from the nesting
challenge.
Box into the pan.
There's a challenge. Mm. We might leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
Chavarella.
You got it right, yes.
Thank you for that. And so if you want to have a go at keeping chooks, you've heard how to do it.